The Gilroy Garlic Festival is a popular event in California, but this year it'll be remembered for something very different as a gunman, maybe two gunmen, burst in, or at least one gunman with an accomplice helping to escape. It seems the gunman cut through a back fence, made his way into the festival, and began shooting randomly. Four people dead, including a six-year-old, 15 injured. And it just occurs to me, as tragic as that is, none of California's pile of gun laws, and they've got more strict gun laws than any place in America, did anything to prevent this from happening. Now, the place was heavily guarded, lots of police. They were able to respond in a fairly timely fashion, but the people themselves not allowed to defend themselves in California. Joining me, Dr. John Lott, he is here every week to talk about this from the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeprevention.org, the place to find out more. Doctor, welcome back.
Morning.
Obviously, a terrible event, but it comes to me, the first thing that occurs to me when I hear this is that California, the most restrictive gun laws in America, you can't have certain kinds of rifle that may have been used in this attack. You can't have a lot of things, and yet here we are looking at California again because those laws meant nothing in the end. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of the ideal for gun control advocates, in terms of all the restrictions that they have. You just can't go and buy a gun without going through background check. They've essentially banned for any normal person concealed carry. They have, you know, the percentage of the adult population that has a concealed carry permit is less than hundreds of one percentage point. And I think that's part of the problem. The fact that they basically banned law-abiding citizens from being able to go, general citizens from being able to go and protect themselves, made it so that this killer didn't have somebody there that could instantly respond to the attack. The police were nearby, but even a couple minutes makes a difference in terms of whether or not people are going to be harmed. In this case, you had three people that were murdered by this killer, 15 people wounded. You know, time is extremely important. And if you're going to have it so that the police are the only ones that are going to be able to stop it, the killer can determine when he attacks or where he attacks based on whether he sees police officers immediately nearby the situation.
And I want to take this, Doctor, right to a piece that you just wrote for townhall.com addressing Kamala Harris, the California senator who's very pro-gun control, common sense gun laws, what they always say, whatever that means, common sense gun laws. We want this law and that law. And you say quite clearly that Kamala Harris and her bid to be president of the United States and her gun policies would basically have no effect on many of these shootings, if not most of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it would go even stronger. I mean, she basically wants to have background checks on the private transfers of guns, these universal background checks. And I can't find any mass public shooting this century that would have made a difference to have if that type of law had been in effect. California already has this. Obviously, it didn't stop this particular attack that we just had. And this issue about banning assault weapons, you know, first of all, 80% of the mass public shootings involve handguns, either exclusively or with some other type of gun. Over 50% involve just solely a handgun. You know, only 13% of the mass public shootings involve just a rifle, semi-automatic rifle of some type. Not all of those would even be classified as assault weapons. And, you know, the notion that somehow people couldn't substitute in some other type of semi-automatic gun to replace the semi-automatic rifle, even if all semi-automatic rifles are banned.
Sure.
Just isn't a serious argument to be making, I don't
think. It's unusual to me because as I look at polling, surprisingly, and I say this surprisingly because there has been this ongoing, you know, narrative, ever louder, ever more vigilant, anti-gun narrative going on in the media, in the mass public media, my entire life. And yet, gun control is less popular today than it's ever been in my adult life. There's less support, according to polling numbers that I see, for all these gun control initiatives and so forth. And yet, those on the left, those that are running for president, Kamala Harris and her comrades in the Democrat Party, continue to push for more and more gun control, even when it's highly unpopular across this country. Many of those reasons for that, the ones you just stated, people want a right to defend themselves. Women want a right to defend themselves. You know, people that are in vulnerable positions, elderly people want a right to defend themselves. And yet the Democrats ignore that and just want to plow forward with gun control. It seems unusual to me, Doctor.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess my reading of the polls is a little bit different. But look, I want to do something. I'm frustrated. You know, enough is enough as far as I'm concerned. But I want to do something that actually matters. Here you have people going and calling for different types of gun control laws after each of these mass public shootings within an hour or two before they even know what types of guns were used or how the person obtained the gun. You know, it's just, to me, it's just shows that they really aren't serious about this. If you want to stop these things, go and do something that actually matters. The number one thing that gets pushed after each of these attacks by far is these background checks on the private transfers of guns.
So you where know, do we go from? Okay, so even, when you say you want to do something different, what can we do? I mean, what can we do to prevent this sort of thing from occurring? And I don't know what that answer is. I mean, short of complete confiscation of every gun. Go ahead.
No. I think the opposite's true. But I think what you need to have is to let people be able to go and defend themselves. There's a reason why these killers keep on going to places where general citizens are banned from having guns, whether it be the Virginia Tech or Virginia Beach mass public shooting that we had, or this one that we just had, where you have places where general citizens are banned from being able to go and have guns. It actually serves as a magnet for these attacks. At some point, you have to realize that virtually all these mass public shootings take place in those areas, and that, you know, how quickly you can get somebody there with a gun to be able to stop these attacks discourages them, takes away their game and their warped minds. These people want to kill as many people as possible. And the faster you can get somebody there, a law-abiding citizen there with a gun to stop them, the more you're going to be able to limit the carnage and discourage them from engaging in these attacks to begin with.
Dr. John Lott is a voice of reason in a wilderness of noise and confusion. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Find all of the books that he's written and everything else. Doctor, always appreciate your clear, concise analysis. Thank you for being here, as always.
Thank you. You can find more at
crimeresearch.org. That's crimeresearch.org. You got it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Back in a moment.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855 okay to say.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.